You're listening to SBS News.
The markets in Colombo are full, but the banks are empty. Each bag of produce is now a precious commodity. One local protester fears for her family's future.
Our children don't have milk powder, no fuel for our husbands to do their job. We don't have gas to cook. How can we live?
Sri Lankans have been crying out for the most basic essentials for months now. Those appeals have all but gone unanswered. Now the nation's Prime Minister is delivering the brutal truth that the country is on track to hit rock bottom.
We are now facing a far more serious situation beyond the mere shortages of fuel, gas, electricity and food. Our economy is facing a complete collapse.
Already in debt and with over $50 billion owed to foreign creditors, Sri Lanka's only option is tough austerity measures and an International Monetary Fund bailout. The IMF has been in the country this week to negotiate a rescue package. But Asia Securities economist Lakshini Fernando says it's all come too little too late.
I think an IMF, the discussions were very late. I think if we went to the IMF last year, which we from our side were kind of, you know, predominantly telling the policymakers, I think if that took place, I think we would not be where we are right now.
But this is the reality facing Sri Lanka, and Australia isn't wasting time getting involved. The new Home Affairs Minister has been travelling on a low-profile trip to Colombo this week, pledging $50 million in aid, but also reinforcing Australia's hardline border policy. It follows reports hundreds of Sri Lankans facing economic abyss have already begun attempting the perilous journey by sea. The opposition has been quick to blame Labor for the sudden increase. Peter Dutton is accusing the government of trashing Operation Sovereign Borders, Australia's long-standing boat turn-back policy.
The problem for this government is that they speak out of both sides of their mouth when it comes to the issue of border protection, and that creates an environment where people will be prepared to pay money to get onto boats, and we know how that finishes.
The Greens too are pushing the government to do more. Leader Adam Bandt has argued Australia should lift its humanitarian intake and install a legitimate front door for asylum seekers.
Many people are getting on boats and taking risky journeys because Australia is not offering an alternative, safe, orderly pathway.
Sri Lanka is the first country to buckle under the mounting economic pressures triggered by the war in Ukraine. But there are dozens of other nations in similar situations that could follow suit. Aid groups are warning the Australian government to prepare for that reality. And Natasha Chabra from the Australian Council for International Development says the government will need to understand the potential cost.
Australia needs to develop an international food insecurity strategy so that we can mitigate the impacts of future crises, because these will continue to happen.
SBS has put those concerns to the Office of the Home Affairs Minister, but is yet to receive a response. Krishani Danji, SBS News.